Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, today, hallelujah, today's scripture, their Do Not Be Afraid scripture, is from 1 Samuel
12:20.
Thank you. Help me, Lord. 12:20. Do not be afraid, Samuel replied. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart.
Glory.
That's another one to really ponder.
It really is.
Anyway, from hallelujah.
On today's call, we're going to discuss suddenly with abundance. I like that.
I like that too.
Suddenly with abundance.
I like the sound of that.
Hallelujah. By the time we finish this call today, you're going to be shouting hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 29:36. And Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that God had prepared for the people, for the things were done suddenly. The word suddenly is in the King James Version of the Bible, total of 40 times. The Amplified Bible, 60 times. New Living Translation, 101 times.
Wow.
But suddenly, we felt directed to read 2 Chronicles 29:34, 35, and then 36.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Everybody loves a suddenly.
But the priests were too few, so they could not flay about the burnt offerings. Wherefore their brethren, the Levites, did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priest. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the Lord was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced and all the people that God prepared for the people, all that God had prepared for the people, for the thing was done suddenly. While suddenly is the focus of this teaching, several of the important things began stirring in our spirit as we read the passage. Did you notice verse 34 in the scripture says the priests were too few? To me, the message is very clear.
The first thing God wants is for us, you and me, to be involved in his work. That's his plan. If you have a pulse, we've often said, you have a purpose.
That's it.
If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. You might even want to write that down, get it down in your spirit. Really, the preparation and presentation of the gospel to the lost and dying world is not just a function of a pastor in the pulpit, like you might be hearing today. It's a job description for every born-again believer. 2 Corinthians 3:6, you could read 2 Corinthians 3:6. You'll find it in Revelation 1. Verses 6.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
Yes, and chapter 5, verse 10. Sometimes we're willing to give a brother or sister a word of encouragement in the midst of adversity. If that's all it is, a word. But should they need more encouragement, in other words, if they come to you and they're in a really bad strait, more often than not, people are hesitant or else they send them to the pastor. The bottom line is there are times when we're happy, in fact, eager to give folks our opinion, but reluctant to give them our time.
That's so true.
It is so true. But make no mistake about it. God wants us involved in the work of ministry. It doesn't matter whether we are reverend, elder, pastor, apostle, bishop. I mean, stuck in front of our name. That's not the important part. Let me read you 1 Corinthians 12:25. 1 Corinthians 12:25, Classic Amplified. So that there should be no division or discord or lack of adaption of the parts of the body to each other, but the members are all alike. Let me put it this way. But the members all alike should have a mutual interest in and care for one another.
Wow.
That means the parts of our body, one can't say to the other, well, we're not really a part of you. Oh, yes, you are.
That's right.
We have a mutual interest in care for one another. And that's very plain when you think about the parts in your own body. When we give a word of encouragement, when we pray, when we give counsel to someone, we are lifting them up. I've heard it said recently, and I believe this is totally the truth. Prayer, when we pray for somebody, we are opening a portal from heaven to that person.
That's it.
And that is crucial. But in reality, if we are lifting them up, encouraging them, praying for them, counseling them, blessing them, that we, you know, in really, we reap a reward. We reap a spiritual reward.
That's right.
And that should be a totally separate teaching. But anyway, maybe we'll do that.
The second thing he wants you to realize is when you get involved with God's plan, abundance will be realized in God's house and his children. 2 Chronicles 29:35, it says there was an abundance of offerings. When you reach out to help others, when you do what may not be convenient at the moment, even if it was God directed, then you will find an abundance to sow as an offering. 2 Corinthians 9:8, New Living Translation. And God will generously provide all you need, and you always have everything you need, plenty left over to share with others. We will not only find abundance, but the blessings of the Lord will overtake us. As it says in Deuteronomy 28:2, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Have you ever been walking along, tithing and giving offerings, doing what the Word directed you to do? Yet you wonder where the blessings of the Lord are. When you feel all alone, when you feel nothing is working, you got to know that the sound you hear is the blessing of the Lord coming up behind you to overtake you. And it's going to happen suddenly.
That's right. The third thing God wants you to know is that your victory, it just may come suddenly. As a reminder, 2 Chronicles 29:36, isn't it a lovely thought to think that your victory is just going to jump up behind you and go suddenly? I love it. That keeps you going, keeps your faith like a child. They don't look at our family, you know, when your children or your grandchildren look at you and they go, and you say something to them, they believe it. They take it to the bank. You know that, honey?
Yes, they do.
And we need to feel the same way. We need to be as his children.
Yes.
2 Chronicles 29:36, lest I digress down the rabbit hole anymore. And Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that God had prepared the people for, the thing was done suddenly. How does God prepare us? Well, as we obediently, faithfully go through each day, doing what he's directing us, what he's asked us to do, what he wants us to do, then we're going to experience sudden manifestation of victory over the attacks of the enemy. Psalm 610, New Living Translation says, may all my enemies be disgraced and terrified. May they suddenly turn back in shame. Wow. In Joshua 11:6, it says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up, all slain before Israel. Thou shalt their horses and burn their chariots. This time tomorrow, all your afflictions, all your enemies would be dead. Think of that. All the things that have been after you. Joshua got a sudden victory over his enemies, and God wants to do the same thing for us. And you say, might say, well, Brother Harold, Sister Bev, I don't really have any enemies. Oh, yeah, you do. Debt is an enemy. Lack is an enemy. Sickness is an enemy. Depression is an enemy. Strife is an enemy.
So true.
God will give you a sudden victory over every attack of the enemy, but you need to be obedient and pliable and faithful to his word and what he's saying to you. Our obedience will always bring us victories we need, just what we need, and our desires. Plus, they will come suddenly, just as God has promised. Isaiah 48:3, New Living Translation says, long ago I told you what was going to happen. Then suddenly I took action and all my predictions came true. You know, can I digress one more time? The point being is that we, wow, we may be plodding along faithful, and we don't know when that suddenly is going to happen, but we need to just be faithful because we, like I said, don't know when that suddenly might happen. Acts 2, 1 through 4 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
The Holy Spirit came suddenly. Yes. I love that, honey. He will comfort and direct us in all wisdom and victory. Mm. The thing that's stirred in us today is that God wants to suddenly move on your behalf.
Yes.
That your life, but it's got to line up with His Word. You will have to help where He says help. Do what He says do. Give where, when, and whatever He tells you to do. The Scripture is filled with sudden victories and breakthroughs over the enemy. One last scripture, Luke 24:31.
Hallelujah.
Suddenly, their eyes were opened and they recognized Him.
That's it.
As ministers of God's Word, we want you to recognize the seasons, moves, and blessings of God. Our prayer for you is that you see your surroundings with the eye of the Spirit.
Yes.
And not just with that of the natural mind.
Not just a natural mind.
And know that suddenlies are coming
your
to your house.
No.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, we need
6 p.m. Eastern.
We need to have you suddenly decide right now that you're going to tune in tonight at 6 because it is so good. You will not be disappointed.
Make sure you got something to write on.
That's it.
Good stuff.
Yes, it is good stuff.
You watch one of three places. You can watch it at YouTube,
right.
Rich Thoughts TV online.
Yeah.
Put Rich Thoughts TV
online.
You can watch it at Savior, S-A-V-I-O-R, connect.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can watch it
at heraldhearing.com.
Come on now.
Join Harold and Bev.
On Sunday night.
That's it.
6 p.m. Eastern. Watch us one of the three places.
Praise the Lord and thank you,
and until
Jesus.
Tomorrow morning at this time, God bless you. Happy trails.
And tonight.
And tonight. Yeah, tonight. Sorry.
Keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you and we appreciate you.
And suddenly, manifestation is coming to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bye-bye.